Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now we're going to talk about millennials.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Recently, there's been a lot of talk and writing about millennials and their impact. And we look at it, of course, specific to the housing market. In this case, there's a lot of misconceptions about what this generation wants. But before we talk about what they want, it's important to know who they are. They're defined as those aged 22 to 37, and they represent 34% of all the home buyers. So that gets my attention.
So one third of them are this class called millennial. How do they perform?
Well, they're actually tremendously important in the real estate market. They are buying, but they're buying with some different priorities. One thing that's clear to me from my experience in new construction is they're looking for simple, functional, and minimal maintenance.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
They do not want fixer-uppers. They're not like the prior generation that says, let's throw a little sweat equity in it. No, yeah. They're ready for move-in ready and minimal maintenance. And they just want simply function over extravagance. They're drawn to spaces that have dual purposes, furniture that stores and is casual for guests, but nothing that's too formal.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I don't want to get off subject here, but how about large yards that require mowing of grass, etc.?
Well, they just don't have that attachment to mowing grass
that
for some reason previous generations had. Similar to older generations, the millennials do put a lot of importance on location, the convenience to the job and their friends and family and entertainment, and of course, shopping. So what other markets call walk score is an understanding of how close you are and what proximity are you to other amenities. And that's essential for millennials.
Well, and that's an interesting issue because I understand in the Pearl District, a number of them have no cars whatsoever.
Exactly. It's definitely a lifestyle choice. Also, millennials, of course, have had technology. So I've had several buyers that say, hey, if I don't get this much power, this access, this level of internet in this location, I will not buy this house. So we're screening for that as a priority as well.
Well, that's an interesting concept. You know, 15 years ago, what was the internet?
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, it's here and it's governing all kinds of things.
Well, yes, but it's about priorities for these folks. It's not just their workplace that they use online, their lifestyle's online. They're a practical bunch who place a lot of priority on experiences and quality of life. They're looking for healthy food, gym memberships. They're just looking for a lifestyle in their house more than the bones, the bricks and mortar of the house itself. If you want to understand more of those buyers because you might be trying to sell a home to them, give me a call. I'll give you the details and we'll set you up for that. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.